We bring now to these microphones Gershon Solomon, who heads up an organization entitled the Temple Mount Faithful. They have the cornerstone to put on the Temple Mount and start construction of the next temple. And Gershon for many years has been demonstrating as he would endeavor to take that cornerstone up onto the Temple Mount, normally on a pilgrim feast day, one of the three feast days for the Jewish people. But today I want to talk to him and reflect with Gershon Solomon, going back to June 7, 1967, a very unbelievable day in the history of the Jewish people. Gershon, it's great to be able to talk with you. And June 7, 1967, when the Jewish people, after almost 2,000 years, captured the Temple Mount and reunited the city of Jerusalem, that was a very special day in history, was it not?
Yeah, according to my feeling, you know, it was the biggest event in the life of the people of Israel, the biggest event in history of more than 4,000 years, because after almost 2,000 years of destruction of the temple and the Israeli kingdom by the Romans, after almost 2,000 years of a terrible exile, the people of Israel came back to the land. The kingdom of Israel is again in the land. Jerusalem is again the capital of the people of Israel. The regathering of the Jewish people from all over the world. This is fulfillment of prophecy of 2,500 years ago and even more. Word by word, the word of God, the prophetic word of God, became and becoming every day again a reality in the land of Israel. Yes, 1967 was the biggest event because we came back to the place that God chose to dwell there among his people Israel, to Mount Moriah, to the Temple Mount. And God gave me the privilege to be in the day of the liberation on the Temple Mount, a short time before the Six Days War, 1967. I was injured in one of the very heavy battles of Israel. I was 1 year in the hospital, and after 1 year, I volunteered back to the Israeli army. And a short time later, break the Six Days War, and God gave me the privilege to come with my unit to the Temple Mount in the day of the liberation. And I will never forget this day when we came to the Temple Mount with the with my unit. As I said, I will never forget this day because the Arabs ran away from the Temple Mount when they saw, after a heavy battle, that the Israel units are entering to the old city, to the biblical Jerusalem, and immediately through the tribe gates to the Temple Mount, they ran away, and the Temple Mount, as General Mota Gur stated, and he said to the radio, to all the Israelis and to all the world, the Temple Mount is again in our hands. You know, the great moment, the biggest moment, as I said, when we stood in the inside the Dome of the Rock that the Arabs built on the most holy place in the world, on the Holy of Holies, and we stood there with tears in our eyes, all the soldiers, not tears of sadness, but of joy. You know the meaning of being on the Temple Mount after 2,000 years, to see how prophecy is becoming a reality in the front of our eyes. So, but not only we had tears in our eyes, but the people of Israel, their life stopped in the streets, the army, everyone with tears in our eyes. God brought us back to the place that was, is, and will be forever the heart and the soul of the Israeli nation, and actually of all the world. I want to say why this is the most holy place, the most important place, the heart and the soul, because this is the place that God chose thousands of years ago, actually when he created the universe, to dwell there in the temple among his people Israel, exactly as he called us in Exodus 25, verse 8, build me a temple and I will dwell among you.
Gershon, I understand that when you were up on the Temple Mount on that unbelievable day, June 7, 1967, you had a conversation with one of the Jordanian guards that was up there, one of the guides who brought people, especially the Muslim people up until that time, up on the Temple Mount. Did he not ask you if you were there to build the temple at that time?
Yeah, it was one of the exciting events of this day on the Temple Mount, you know, when I can say we healed like the Messiah is knocking on the gates of the Temple Mount, open me. And when we walked from place to place on the Temple Mount, very excited, suddenly appeared a person that was dressed, you know, Western dresses, and he presented himself as an Arab guide and I asked him, what you are doing here in this moment? You are not afraid? This is not a danger for you? And he said, no, because God sent me to tell you, the Israeli soldiers, that he brought you back to the Temple Mount. When I say he, I mean God. He is expecting from you to immediately rebuild his temple so we can dwell again among you and open a great time in your history again. He said this and said, let me show you where is the place of the temple because you were not here 2,000 years. Let me show you. And he took us to the Holy of Holies, the location of the Holy of Holies under the Dome of the Rock and to the location of the Golden Gate and other holy places on the Temple Mount. And from place to place, he was very excited. He spoke English. And suddenly, when we were busy with another thing, he disappeared.
Gershon, let me ask you this final question then. Why did the Jewish people not start to build the temple at that time?
Yeah, let me say what the truth. Unfortunately, this great moment, the greatest in the history of Israel, did not met, unfortunately, the leadership that could feel the greatness of this moment and the significance of it. And to obey to God and to build immediately the temple. And 12 hours after this great moment, unfortunately, the defense minister of Israel, Moshe Dayan, General Moshe Dayan, took away the Israeli flag from the top of the Dome of the Rock and called the Arabs to come back and continue their pagan worship on the Temple Mount when they pray with a face to Mecca, thousands of kilometers from the Holy Temple Mount, with their back to the Holy of Holies. And it break the hearts of the Israeli people. Why he did it? The answer is one, weakness, spiritual weakness. You know, he was afraid from the reaction of the Arab world if Israel will remove the shrines of the Muslims on the Temple Mount that they build on the most holy place of Israel and build the temple. And he did not trust. Like the 10 spies in another great moment in the wilderness, in the Exodus from Egypt. And he was afraid from human being and did not trust the Almighty God of Israel. And he break this moment, and this moment was delayed I don't think that forever, because the word of God came to pass in the history of Israel always, and it will come to pass here, and I believe time is short. And like in the time of the wilderness with the 10 spies, God did not send back the people of Israel to Egypt, but he delayed the Exodus to 40 years, and then they came to the land, and God gave the land to the people of Israel. The same is going to be on the Temple Mount, and I am sure, and I know it, and I feel it in all my bones. And the moment that I stood in the inside the Dome of the Rock, and I felt again like God is speaking to my heart, like in the field of battle, telling me, go to my people Israel and tell them to build my temple.
Gershon, then you have just told us of what was a very joyful day, and it became a very sad day as well within a short period of time. But indeed, as you have been talking about the ancient Jewish prophets, they have promised there will be a temple on the Temple Mount, and possibly in the very, very near future. Gershon, thank you so much for sharing your time on the Temple Mount at that very important day in the history of the Jewish people, June 7, 1967. Appreciate it, my good friend, and we thank you so very much for chatting with us. We'll talk again down the line.
You are very much welcome, and shalom to all your listeners.